We on Daf and then Gimel on Medalev. Yosef Robin Bachanine Kameder Rav Chisde V'Yosef V'Koma Mishmeid Rav Yeloza Mecheles Ksuboso Lebailo Einlo Mezoines. She was Meichel de Ksube. So Rashi says Einlo Mezoines Ba'al Manusa. Ditnai ksube ki ksube. That means bechayeho, the chiyuv mezoinus has nothing to do with the ksube. So that which is moichel the ksube does not at all affect the mezoinus. But the mezoinus that she gets, bal menusa, that's a tnai ksube, and it seems it's totally in the chiyuv ksube. If there's no chiyuv ksube, there's no tnai ksube. Now, the Tosis Rid says something b'tzadechad a little clearer. The Tosis Rid says as follows. Va'af ogav da'omar abalozo lekamon. Mecheles ksuboso ein lo mezoines. Davke mezoines de toli b'ksuboso. Mezoines is dependent on the ksube. She eino nizoines ela ad she tigve ksuboso. That means that she can only get mezoines ad she tigve ksuboso. When she's gave the ksube, it seems, according to everyone, then she can't get mezoinus anymore. We hear a machloikis in the Mishnah, Anshe Golil, Anshe Yehude, if they want to give her the ksube, they can be mafkia the chiyuv mezoinus by giving her the ksube. That Anshe Yehude held that they can do that, and the Anshe Golil held that they can't do that. But it seems if she's goive the ksube, then lekul alme, she doesn't have mezoinus. The kiven de machlok suboso ki ilu gov sadomi. So since she's meichel de ksube, it's equivalent ki ilu she was gaiva de ksube. Ve'ein lo mezoinus. And therefore she doesn't have mezoinus. And he says this the next line also. Yosef Robin Tamed Rabchi was yeah, a mechelis subos la bailo ain la mezoinis, perish mina yesaimim, ba menuse, the chiman de gobye lux subos adami. So this lumdis is a very nice lumdis. And then he's mesayim oil utnai ksube kiksube. Vamrina la kamad te vask subos mina yesaimim ain la mezoinis. So I really don't know. These are two distinct svaris. If she's teveya the ksube, she's gaiva the ksube, so she loses mezainis. Mechile is ki ilu gavsa, so that's l'chayra one svare. Then he throws in utnai ksube ki ksube, like this seems like a psadada din, that the chiyuve tnai ksube have the same aloha like the ksube, so if she's meichel the ksube, automatically, the Tnai Ksub of Mezoinus also falls off. So I don't understand this too well. Al Koponim, that's what Rovin Bachanine, he said, the Kami de Rav Chizda, the Kama Mishmei de Rav Eloza. The Mechelis Subos, Abay La Ein La Mezoinus. Om Alei, so Rav Chisda told them, Ilav de Komritli Mishmei de Gavra Rabbe, if you would not have said this B'Shem a Gavra Rabbe, Ava Aminoloch, I would have said that the Svora Chitzayne is not like that. I would have said, Meshiv Ro Tachas Toive Lo Yisomush Ro Mi Beisoy. That means she was very generous, and she was Meichel de Ksube. So because of that, she shouldn't have mezoinis. It's meishiv rotach astevel eishomosh romi beisoy. But you say a Gavra Rabbe said this, so I won't disagree. Yosef Rav Nachman Ba'ule Ba'avimi Ba'Rav Papi V'Yosef Rav Chia Ba'ami Gabay. Also, Ahu Gavre, there came to them a person, the Shiva Arusosai. His Arusa was Nifta. Omri Lei, so they told him, Zil Kvar, so you should take care of the Kvure. Oy havlo ksubasa, or give her the ksuba of mona masai. That means by an arusa the zachi of ksuba of a mona masai. And they understood tiknu kvurasa tachas ksubasa. That means since she died, so you don't have to give her mona masai, but in place of the mona masai, we have to take care of the kvura. Amalohu rabchiye, so rabchiye told them, Tanina, we learned, Ishtoi Arusa, Loi Oinon, Voloi Metamelo, there's no din Aninis, Fizakoyen, he doesn't eat Kochim, Voloi Metamelo, he's not permitted to be Metametaha, the Tumis Dafke by Sheiroi, which is after Nisuyin, Vechain he, Loi Oinenes, by her also, since she's not a share to him after Irisin, so she doesn't become an oinom, v'loi metamoloi, and there's no chiv on her to be metam herself to him. Meisa, if she dies, an arusa ain't a yersha. He doesn't yarshin her. Meis who, if he dies, goivek subosa. Is taima the meis who? So it would seem the whole din ksube only applies when the husband dies. Ha meisa he, but if she dies, ain lo ksube. There's no ksube and there's no din ksube. That means that you had said that there's a din ksube by naruse. Tiknu kvuroso tachas ksuboso. Here it would seem not like that. It would seem that the only din ksube applies when he dies. But when she dies, there's no din ksube whatsoever. So he's not mechuyev to be mekabah. My time, Omar Rabbi Shaye, she'ein ani koyre bo lichtidnosi la'ache tikli ma shekosev lichi. The chiyev mone mosayim, it says in the shtar ksube, this will be given, l'chshetinosi la'acha, when you'll get married to someone else, so titli mashekosav l'chi. So since she died, there's no l'chshetinosi la'acha, so therefore, there's no chiyev mone mosayim. The whole chiyev mone mosayim is dafke if he dies or if he gives her a get. So my male, if there's no chiv ksube, so there's no tiknu kfurosa tachas ksubosa. The whole aloche that they were misakin kvura tachas ksube is tachas tzoin barzel, tachas the nadin. By a nesue, if she died, so he yarshins the nadin from her. So, and that they said, tiknu kfurosa tachas ksubosa. But by naruse, there's no ksuba whatsoever. He doesn't yashin anything from her. And there's no chiyuv b'chlal to give her a mona mosaim. So there's no kfuros or tachas ksubos. Let us see Rashi. Oy havlo ksuba. So they told the orus the tiknu kfuros or tachas ksubos. V'sova l'meimen, they held tachas mono mesayim shetiknu lo chachomim. They held that this was in place of the mono mesayim. That was the takone. If he doesn't give a mono mesayim, so he has to be mekabra. So Rab Chiya asked, Tanina ani shoine she'ein la'arusa she'meiso mishpat ksube. By an arusa, if she dies, there's no mishpat ksuba, dahainu kvure. Lo yoinon, lo yosa bekotchim, v'lo mitamalo im koyinu. De lav sheirehi, she's not sheirei. ולוי מתמלוי אינו חייבס לתמלוי, ואף על פי שמצווה היא לסעסק בשיבו מסי מצווה המורים בפרשס כהנם, even though there is a מצווה, דרסיב לא יתם מצווה, זו אינו מהם, this is not from the שיבס קרויבים, the love שירי, she's not a share to him. אבל אם רוצה היא לטעמי, אין לי מטעמי מין שיש נת מחויב, זה לא מצווה. If she wants me מטעמי סוף, אין לי מזרס מלטעמי, אפילו כהנס. The בני ארן כסי, ולא בני סארן. The איסר is only on בני ארן. אין יושע נדוניאס בי סביה, ולא תיקן ירושס הבאו, עד שתיקונס לחופה, או שתימוס לשלוחים. So there's no תקון אב ירושס הבאו. מי סו בחייהו? גוי וקסובו, סמונה מסיים בטויס וסים כוסב לו. So it seemed דווקא מי סו, but מי סו היא אין לו קסובה, דין קסובה. וקבורוסו תחס צובו סדסן ילל, that's what we learned at the חייב קבורה, is because of the קסובה that he ארשנס. ונשוא תניה, בתחס נדוניס ביסוויה, שהוא יושע, he ירשנס דנדן, after נשואין, so because of that, is מחויב to be מססק בכפורוסו, שהוא יושע, אבל הוכת, כיוון דכי מייסו אינו יושע, אף הוא לא נשחייב לכויבו. מייטיימא דאמרינן, כי מייסו בחייב, אין לו תביעס כסובה, why do we say that there's no tvias ksuba if she died first? Tikova bishvil mono masayim shehu yairish. Now he would really have to give her the mono masayim. And because she died, so he doesn't have to give her. So the Gemara says, no, not pshat is that he yarshins the hizoyche and the chiyuv mono masayim. There's no chiyuv to give bechlal monem masayim by nerusha. She'en any koire, the chiyuv monem masayim is l'shetinosi l'acher titli ma shekosev l'chi. V'kacho yekoisvim b'shtar ksubosa. Hilkach. Kol zman sheloi meis v'loi nizgar sheloi nishtabed lo. So there was no shibud whatsoever. V'loi yoyresh mimena klum. So he's not getting anything from her. There's no chiyuv bechlal to give her. So mamela, there's no takona of kvuroso tachas ksuboso. Because there's no chiyuv ksubim. Let us see Tosfos. She'ein ani koire bo l'shetinose la'acha titli ma shekosev l'chi. Boho desanyi la'el kvuroso tachas ksuboso. Ha'in in the dunyas ksuboso. The kvur is because of the nadin that he does yarshin. Vahainu davke nesue, shuhu yeirish nidunyoso. Umotzinu shenikreis nidunye ksube, the nidunye is called a ksube, kada oma leel. Nichneso imoi lolun, she went together with him into abayis lolun, not l'shem nesuin. Afal pi sheksuboso beveis bailo, even though the nadin is already beveis bailo. So the husband isn't zeich in the nadin because there wasn't any nesuin yet, and the nichnas ve'imay lolon is not nesuin. Ve'im taima, so Taisvis asks, this whole cheshbin that we darshan from the loshen aksube, that the whole chiyuv ksube is l'chtetinosi la'acher titli mashekosev l'chi. And therefore we're saying when she died, there's no chiyuv of mona masai. So Taisvis asks, when time of her medrash ksube to create halachas from the loshen of the ksube, loidoshi elo beishamai. This is shitas beishamai. Beishamai is doirish medrash ksube. Kida amrinin beperi kaisha shalom. This nan, we learned in Aisha Sholem, Aisha Sha'omgo Meis Bailey, Beishamai oimrim tinosei, she's allowed to get married. Mishamigun akilo bo rabbonon, that she has an emunis that she's permitted to get married. And therefore, Beishamai says, v'titel ksube. And also, since she's permitted to get married, so we say she has an emunis legabe netilas aksube. Beisiloloimrim, tinosei, she's permitted to get married, abavaloi titel ksube. Eisen mishume gune kilabo rabonon, that she has an emunis to get married. But to believe her and dinei momenis, need a birur of two edim to say that meis baila. Omalei beishamei le beisilu v'loi mi seifa ksuba nilmat. He says, you can't split the saloche. Sherei kaisev lo lichtinose la'acher. In the ksuba it is written that when you're permitted to get married to someone, you get the ksuba ready. So it seems that she does Beishamai. So Beishamai holds we can create halachas from a nusach that was written in the ksube. But it seems that she does Beishamai. Beisilul holds we cannot create halachas from a nusach. It's a nusach, but not that means that whenever she's permitted to get married, so there's a gilui from the ksube that she's zoich in the ksube. It says in the Mishnah that Beisilu was choizer. Loi mishum de islu medrish ksube hadribu. Elu mikal v'choy mishum ulu Beishamai. Beishamai has two kashas on Beisilu. One for the medrish ksube. Well, that's a matter of opinion. If we darsh a medrish ksube. Then Beishamai asked that italtem ha'erva ha'chamure leinate momin akal. That means if we believe her, she has nemonis l'gabi erva ha'chamure, she should have nemonis l'gabi momin akal. But so because of the kal v'chayma, chazru beisilu lohiris ki Beishamai. How do I know this? The oma beper ke'isha shenoflu man Shamet lohu de islo medrash ksube, Beishamai. Mashmet lechazr beisilu mishum medrash ksube. Elo mikal v'chayim, kedefrishis. If the Gemara says later that only Beishamai holds medrash ksube, so it seems beisilu does not hold medrash ksube. Either will chayzim, mistoma from the kal v'chayim. Vim kain, so Taisvis asks, so since this is a machlekes, Beishamai beisilu, Heichi osa hoche ki Beishamai. So we hear Reb Sastoma de Gemore that Rab Chiya says that he's not mechuyif to give him on the Mosaim since she died. And he dashens this from the Shene Kerebo l'shirtinosi la'acha. Well, this is l'chayre tolin machlokes Beishamai Beisilu. V'su kashi number two. Abaye v'rove de dorshi le'el. Vadrinoch limdinosoch. We had a machloikis, if almono lekoin godol, if there's a chiyav pirkuna. So base Abaye said, this is a chiyav pirkuna, because if he's a koin, the chiyav pirkuna is vadrinoch limdinosoch, and this can be in the sky by almono lekoin godol also. Rav is choylik. Vesvinoch leintu. But there, everyone is moide that, Amamzeres li Yisrael, the zichen no chiyav pirkune, because the chiyav is vaysvinach linta, I'll take you back for a wife. And by Amamzeres li Yisrael, the can't be din vaysvinach linta. So we have here, baye verova adoirish, a medrish ksube. That's very modern. This is only according to Beishamai. Ushmul de dorish nami loshin ashtar beper kama de bom metziye. Gabi od de omar bal choiv goive es ashvach. There it says that bal choiv is goive de shvach from the lekeach. That means as follows. That means that let's say a loive sold a karke to a lekeach. Now the loive sold a karke that was meshubit. Fine. So the kalke is meshubed for the chayiv of the malve. Fine. Let's say the chayiv was raised $500 and the kalke was $300. The kalke was worth $300. So kaponim, the whole kalke is meshubed for the chayiv. Now the lekeach went and was mashbiach the kalke. Now it's worth $500. So the malve wants to be goive the shvach from the lekeach. The kalke is worth $500. Now this is not a poshet zach. I mean, this shvach belongs to the lekeach. Not there's nothing about royash bach over here. It's only mishubet to the malve. So Shmuel says that bal choiv goive es hashvach teida shekach kosev loy, because it says in the shtar when the loive sold this karka to the lekeach, so the loive was mekabel achrayis on the karka, so he wrote him vani ekim veishbi in al peyap. Then this nusach it says for the shvach that will be taken from you, I'm gonna pay it back. So the kabbalas achrayis of the moichel, who is the loive, it says that he's mekabel to pay for the kalke and he'll pay for the shvach. So Shmuel said, so from this shtar we see that the malve is bekoyach ligvois es hashvach. Now, lechayre, the raya of Taisvis is very gishmak. That means like this. When we're talking about a shaila, if bal choyv is goyv es hashvach, so this is bemesin, a very gishmaki shaila. I mean, the shvach in yisod, the lekeach does not owe anything to the malve. The shvach lechayre belongs to the lekeach. You can't say a royashbach. It's not the kalke of the malve. It's only mishubet to the malve. And Shmuel said, "Ashtik teire bal choiv goive es hashvach." And Shmuel brings a raya, because let's look at the shtoris. The shtoris, when the loive, who is the moicha, when he sells the kalke mishubet b'achrayis, it says in that shtar that he'll pay for the shvach. So if it says he'll pay for the shvach, is oiskishpalt that the malve can be goy with the shvach? So in other words, Shmuel derived the halacha in Hilchis Gvias HaMalve from a shtar that the moicher writes. So that seems he can derive halachas from a shtar that the moicher wrote. So weiter, so that's lechayre this shaila, if you darshin in loshen hedyet, if you darish medrash ksubet, this hot to the shaila. Rabbi Kiveger is moire on this taisvis. He says, but taisvis and Bab Metzia explain Shmuel's raya. Shmuel's raya was bal choiv goyves hashvach. Why? Because since the lekeach won't lose, because the malve was, the loive, who was the moicha, was mechayiv himself achayis. So that's why the malve can be goyve the shvach. So that means Shmuel is not saying a lomdis, that the malve has a schus in the shvach, I'll bring you a raya from the nusach hashtar. Shmuel is saying lemaise. If he'll be goyve the shvach, will the lekeach lose? No, he's gonna get paid from the moicha was mekabel achayis on everything. So memele the kaka is going to take away. So now you're asking, but good, he's taking away the kaka, but let him mon from the malve the shvach. So Shmuel said no. Why should he mon from the malve? The moicha will pay him for the shvach. So now we're deriving halachis from the nusach hashtar. I mean, the loiva was zichem achayiv himself achrayis for the shvach. So automatically, so Shmuel said, so if the lekeach will get paid for the shvach, so let the malva be goy for the shvach. So this has nothing to do with dorish loshen hedyet. That's a bekebegis kasha on Taisus. What the Taisus see in Shmuel.
The other chayr is a good chayr, but this chayr, Rabbi Kibbege asks, is lechayr, could be mefakpik. So Taisvis asks, so we see in all these gemaras that a deirish loshen hedyet, a deirish medrish ksuba, oto kulo ke beishamai, bu beishamai bemokim beisil leinim mishne. V'nire de boho aloche ke beishamai. So Taisvis answers that aloch is like beishamai, mishum da ashkachno kamo tanoi, because there are a lot of tanoim. The kaime kevosai. A lot of tanoim hold like beishami. It's not only a machlekes beishami and beisilu. There's a lot of tanoim that hold like beishami. The doshi loshen hedyet, Rameyev, Rabbi Yehuda, Velul Hazokim, Rabbi Yishuv ben Kolchem, Rabbi Yoisi. The kiven, the doshi loshen hedyet, shenogu hedyotis lichtoy bishtores. That means they create aloches and derive dinim from a loshen hedyet, afal pisha loitiknu chachamim, even though the nusach that is written is only a nusach shenoagu. Afal pikein, all these tanoim, dosh loshen hedyet, is koshkeint naik sube, shehu tikun chachamim, so we don't say this is samzei a shufra deshtor, it's only a flowery loshen. No, we say, if the chazal darshin this loshen, if chazal were misakin this loshen, so this loshen is can be used to derive halachas from the loshen. So whatever is mashma from the loshen, that's what's chal. V'hosom ba'mekabo muchach dohochi hilchese. So what's Taisvis Teretz? So Taisvis Teretz says that this machloikis of Doshi Medrash Ksube is really totally in another machloikis of Doshi Loshen Hedyet, and if there's Roiv Tanoim hold Doshi Loshen Hedyet, so was ich a Doirish Loshen Ksube. So therefore, La locha, we paskin like that Beishamai, because from all these other Tanoim. V'osom ba'mekabo muchach dohochi hilchese. Umiyu, so it's Faremfeld, so it's not Beishabe Bokim Besilein and Mishnah. There are a lot of Tanoim who hold Doshi Loshen Hedyet V'koshkein Medrash Ksube. Umiyu koshe mi Beisilu Ahilul Azoke. Now Taisus was Mekasher Doshi Loshen Hedyet to Medrash Ksube. Taisus says if you hold Doshi Loshen Hedyet, Yezicha Doirish Medrash Ksube. Now Hillel Azokin is Doirish Loshen Hedyet. And Beis Hillel and Yevomis said that she doesn't, when she says Meis Bailey, so Beis Hillel says she doesn't get the Ksube. And Beis Shammai Tainit Mi Medrash Ksube. Well, the Medrash Ksube says, Kshetinosi Titlik Subosech. That was Beis Shammai's Tiktoire. And Beis Hillel was Chaylik. So how does this stim, how does Beis Hillel, who don't dash in Medrash Ksube, how does this stim with Hillel who dash in Zloshen Hedye? So Taisvi says, maybe it's not Akashi. V'shema afal gav de Beis Hillel aim talmide Hillel azokim. Pligi yale. Could be the Chaylik on him. That's one teretz. Inami. Ki les lehu lebeis hilu medrish ksube. Now Taisus wants to say that it matters. That what beis hilu do not hold medrish ksube, hainu legareya koicho. If the medrish is coming to megareya, the koyach of the one the shtar was made out to, then we don't darshan medrish ksube. That means our gemara is legareya koicha. We're saying by meisohi there's no chiyev mona masayim because it says lechshtinasi laacher. So by meisah there's no chiyev. That's legareya koicha. There Beis Hillel holds that you don't darshem edrash ksuba. Avol liyafis koicha. But in a case where the drash will be liyafis koicha islu. So now Taisus says, that's why the Mishnah says in Yevomis that Beis Hillel was moided to Beis Shammai, that Lemaisa, when she says Meis Baili, she does get a ksubit. Not the way Taisha before Alts the Kalvachayma, nor the Taka Moidi the Beishami Alts Medrish ksubit. Dosem Havili Yafis Koicha, if we dash Medrish Subul, she denos it, Tito Ksubose, so since she's allowed to get married, automatically she has a right to be going with the ksubit. V'loi Mishim Kalvachayma, the Hosom, ki the Muchach Masnis and the Hosom. Vahi de mekabel nami liyafes koicha. Now there's a gemona mekabel that's also liyafes koicha. Vayidei shoyakosuv biksubas imon lichshetichnesi lichupe haveli leintui leosa bonero mamzei. That means that there was a psamir de kemaise that people used to make erison with an ishe. And then by the Nisuyin, others used to come and be choytef her and be boil her, which was a shekel chemaise. So the children automatically would become mamzerim. So they darshened from the ksube, it said, lichtinosi lechupe, if I'll make the chupe, that means you won't hop away before the chupe, have a lilinta, then you'll become my wife. That means the kedushin was dependent if there'll be a chuppah. So memele, that was the drash that they darshan. So memele, this is l'tayvoso, that the children shouldn't be mamzerim. Lo yosa b'nei mamzerim. U'bosa chazora omre hillel azokim. So hillel azokim that said this drash, that said to chazor. U'miyu beishame islu medrish ksuba filo gareya koicho. V'kaim elon kivosayu. Here it's Ligareya Koicha. Now, Taisus before had asked from Pirkuna, Vaisvinach Leinto. So there they darshan the Droshe that Mamzeres the Israel. There's no chiyuv pekuna. So lechayre is according to the second teretz. Lechayre shva, this is lagareya koicha. So why did they dash in medrash ksube? So the Masha says that we paskin, I feel according to the second teretz, according to Beis Shammai. Because Roiv Tanoim hold, we darshim edrish ksube, afilu ligareya koicha. No, Hillel holds dafka liyapis koicha. That's Hillel, that's Beis Hillel. But Taisvis, it seems in the second teretz, is also holds that we paskin like Beis Shammai, afilu ligareya koicha. That's Agamor also. Agamor Yosef have the same problem. It's also the Gareya Koichen. We pass can light by Shammai if it will be this also. The whole Sofik in Taisvis was what Hillel himself holds. So Taisvis says Hillel holds Liyapish Koichen. But Allah, we don't pass can like Hillel, we don't pass can like Beis Hillel. Bekitza, so we heard that Rav Chiya had said that there's no din kvure by an aruse, because there's no chiv ksube, because it says, l'chitinose la'acha, titli mashekosab l'chiyin, if it was meisahi, there's no tinose la'acha. Ki yosa rovin, omar reish lokish, aruse shemeiso ein lo ksube. So Rovin said over from Shlokish, it seems, that the same aloche, Omalu Abaye, so Abaye told them, Achmeis told Rovin, Zilo Omrilei, so tell Shlokish, Shkilei Tevusach, the Teve that you did for us, you can take it, Shadya Achizri, you can throw it on the thorns. That means,
You think you're telling us, you're undecking America, that you're telling us a big chiddush. We know this already. Kvar tilgamo rabbi shayil ishmaitse bebovo. That means this tik teire, that an arusa is ain lo ksube, because some of we darsh in the loshna of the ksube, Rabchi said it already. So don't have to be marzik teive to you for this yediyah. What does Rashi say? Shkila tivusech chizuk teiveisecha. Sha'ata sova she'narzik lecha teiva. But so you think will be marzik teiva to you. Megalos, that's a big thing. The tuli mimcha. Umetelos ala charulim. So we want megalos, things which we didn't know already. We know this already from Rabchi and Bubel. Rabbi Shai and Bubel. We hear in the Mishnah Baita that the Tnai Ksube is that the Benon Nukvin that he gives birth to Yevyon Yosvon Bebeisi Umitzinam Min Chosai Adati Lokhin Leguvrin. That he sees Machayim himself to give mizoynis to the daughters that will be born from her, till the chiyuv mizoynis is till they'll get married. Rav Toni adeti lokhin leguvrim, and that's our gils in the Mishnah, says tilokhin leguvrim. And we'll see the Gemara held now, tilokhin leguvrim means nisuin. That means, till Nisuyin, there's a chiyuv to give mezainis. When she becomes a Nisue, so it's Yotzisa Mirshusoi. So then, there's no chiyuv anymore to give mezainis. The Levi Tony, Pashid Levi was Geiris in our Mishneh, at the Tibogra. That the chiev nesines mezainis is till she becomes a bogres. Now the Gemara understood, if there's a Rav Toni and a Levi Toni, so it seems there's a machloikis. So Rav holds till nesuyin she gets mezainis, and it would seem afilu she became a bogres before. And Levi holds that till bogres she gets mezainis, even though she became a nesuyin before. Frag de Gemore le Rav afal gav de boga the Levi afal gav de insif. It's not mistava. That means sai nesuin in sai bogris is a yetzia meshus aviyah. So it's not mistava that after this yetzia, not another yetzia. Elo. So the Gemara answers as follows. Bogor veloy insiv. If she became a bogres, even though she didn't become a nesua. Or insiv veloy bogor, the kula alma loy pligi, everyone holds that as the soon as a matzev is chal in her that she's yotzusa mirshusoy, either by becoming a bogres or by becoming a nesue, kulamaloi pligi, that what? That she doesn't have mezainis. Ki pligi ba'arusa v'loi bogo. That what Rav says, adati lokhon leguvrin does not mean nesuin, adati lokhon leguvrin means erisin. That Rav holds that after erisin, they stop giving her mezainis, even though after erisin she's still birshus aviyah. V'chein toni Levi b'masni. Say, and we'll see Levi, there's no machloikis by nesuin. Not the way we held till now. Because Levi was geiris and his baraisa adeti bogrun, there's a chiev to give mezainis till she becomes a bogris. V'yimte zmanei hoin de insevin. And the zman of Nisuyin will come. That means, if it's Tavu Ali Nosei, so after Yud Beis Chodesh, the zman Nisuyin comes. So he's Mechuyev from then, so from then on, he's Potter to give Mezainis. Yoshima Potter to give Mezainis. Frag the Gemore, Tarti?
you need both of these to pata the yesaimim to give a mezainis? Ela oite bogren oyimtes maneim lis nasva. So it means either one. That means either matzev, which is chal first, that is moitzi hamer shusavia, that matzev patas the yesaimim from giving hamazainis. Either when she becomes a bogus, or when she becomes a nesue. And also kolchoch rav that said at the tilok and leguvin, who is chaylik on Levi, he's telling us, afilu efter eresin, that potter to give hamazainis. Let us see Rashi. Le rav afal gav de boger, bitmiye, Baloi bagre, because he said dafke nesuin. Baloi bagres moitzia moshus off. Bagres is the zavod. Even though she became a bogre, she still eats mezaynis. Still, she becomes a nesuin. Baloi bagres moitzia moshus off. V'loma tizayin mi beise. Why should there be a chiv mezaynis when she's yotzes a moshusay? Ubein le Rebbe, ubein le Rabbi Loza, ba Rabbi Shimon shenechleku bedov berg metzias isha bisa nechosim, abu moide mezaynis, de bein nosu, bein bogru, ovdu mezaynis. So the Gmoyensis ki pligi ba arusa. The machloikis, Rav and Levi is bein arusa. Rav oma adati lokren ki chedairis. Va afilu loy boga. The Levi Sidr Baraisa Shishas Dorim Kirabchiach Rabbi Shaya. Tarti Bitmiye. You need both, you need Bagris plus Emotis Maneye. So the Gemara says, Emotis Maneye Megiz Manchne Mosa Chodesh Lapsula Mishetov Abalk Lakama Bafalpi. So now the Gemara says further, Kitanoi, this machloikis, Rav and Levi, if she loses the mezainis after Eresin, or she loses the mezainis tafka after it's Yotzeso Mirshusa'ov, so machloikis Tanoi, Ad Mosei Habas Nizainis, Ad Sheteores, the Tanakama holds till Eresin, after Eresin she loses the mezainis. Mishum Rabbi Lozer Omru Ad Sheti Boger. So we see it's a machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Lozer. The Tanakama holds like, the Rav holds like the Tanakama, and Levi holds like Rabbi Lozer. Tani Rav Yosef said Abaraise, Ad the Yahavion, that they eat Mezoinis, the Yahavion, till they'll be Havaya, till they get married. Iboyilu, so the Gemara asked Rav Yosef, this paraisa that you're saying, Havaya de Eresin, or Havaya de Nisuyin? Teiku. So Rav Yosef didn't know what's pshat in this paraisa. If the paraisa holds like the Tanakama, the paraisa holds like Rabbi Lozo. Omalei Rav Chizde le Rav Yosef. Now, Rav Chizde asked Rav Yosef, Mishmieloch minei de Rav Yehuda, Arusa Yeshla Mezoinis Eilamazis. Did you ever hear something from Rabbi Yehuda in this Shaila? Does an Arusa have Mezoinis, or the Arusa doesn't have Mezoinis? Omale, so Rav Yosef told Rav Chizde, Mishme Loishmieli. I never heard a psak from Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Misfore, but personally, I think Lesla. I think that as soon as she becomes an Arusa, she doesn't have Mezoinis anymore. Kiven de Irso, since she became an Arusa, loinecho lei de titzil. Her Oris would not be happy that she should be Mezalzel herself. Now, the only reason Chazal were Mesakin Abonis Nizoinu, Abonim Yishua Alapsochim, so the whole pshat of this takona of the Tnai Ksuba was in order to avoid the Zilzal Habonis. That's pshat in the takona. After Eresin, even though the Oris is not mechuyev to give her mezainis, but Mistame, he would not agree that she should be mezalzal herself. So Mistame, after Eresin, he'll take care of her mezainis without a chiyev. So therefore, mistaver is that the takone of mezoinis to Abbas is still eresin. That's what I hold personally. Amalei, so Rav Chisda told Rav Yosef in Mishmeloi Shmieloch, if you didn't hear a psak, misvore, I'll tell you, if there's no misoira alta paskin, misvore isla, I think misvore, that she does have mezoinis. The Yisraelim give her mezoinis. Kivin de loikim lei begavo, now you're telling me that the ores mistome will not let her be mezalzel herself. I'm not too sure about this. Kivin de loikim lei begavo, he doesn't know yet, he's going to make nisuin with her, maybe she's a balas mum, there was no Bedike on he was never Bedika yet, if she has mumim, if she doesn't have mumim. So Memele, so Kozman, you don't know, you don't spend money. Is therefore, so Kivin de Lekim Le Begabe, Loi Shodi Susi Bechdi. So it's Loi Shodi Susi Bechdi. Vi Ike Da Amri, others say, that Rav Yosef had said, Omalei Mishmeloi Shmieli, Misvore Isla, Kivin Delei Kimlei Begabalei Shodis Izebechni. Rav Yosef said this svore, that Mestama the Oris will not take care of her. So Mamela, that's part of the Takon of the Tnaiksu, but that the same have to take care of her. And Omalei, Rav Chisda told Rav Yosef, Imishmeloi Shmieloch, Misvore Lesla. Even the ill soul in Echelay the Titzel Mistama, he will give her Mizainis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Arusa Yeshla Mizainis. Arusa Yisayma Yeshla Mizainis Menachim Eloi. Hachigasin Misvore Leslo. Even the ill soul in Echelay the Titzel. That since she became an Arus already, so the Oris will not let her be mezalzel herself. Misvora niyoimer she'ein lo mezoinis menach. The my time tikkun rabbona mezoinis labas. What is the whole reason of the takone? Minichseyov ke'eichid lo titzel. They wanted to prevent that the bonus should be mezalzel themselves al apsochim. We don't have to be afraid of this. If the Oris will see that she'll start being mezalzel herself, zayin loy. Misvora ani yoimer she'ein lo mezoinis menachem. Rav Yosef said, misvora, I hold that they don't have to give her mezoinis. Don't give her mezoinis. The my time, I think, rabban mezoinis labas minichsei hov. The whole reason they were misakin that she should be mezalzel herself al apsochim. Ochelek lemeches lochi. The chichazu oris, the mitzalah, if the oris will see that she's mezalzel herself, zayin lo ihu midide, he'll be mezen no. Avon pishen in mechuyiv lo zayin, even though he's not mechuyiv, the kibin de irsol, ein echelei de titzel. Omar lei, so Rav Chisda told Rav Yosef, in Mishmalo Shmielach Bed, if didn't even finish on Beyuda, Misvore Isla, I think, punkt verkehrt, that they have to give him a Zainis. Yeshloch Lemish and Izainis Minachim. Doris Loi Zainla, won't give him a Zainis. Kibin Lei Kim Lei Begabo. In Tinoso, he doesn't know Bechlav is going to marry her. Shema Yimtza Bomum, Loi Shod Izuzi Bechdi. The person doesn't spend money in Zist. Let us see Taisvis. Havaye de Eresin, oy Havaye de Nisuyin. Aces, we had a baraisa that Rav Yosef had said that she gets mezoinis ad the Yevion, till there'll be Havaye. So the Gemara asks, what does he mean? Havaye de Eresin, Havaye de Suyin. Ochelek le Mifrach, Havaye de Suyin, who Afal gav de Boga. So why didn't the Gemara ask the same kasha the Gemara asked before on Rav? The Gemara held that he held the vayid in Nisun. The Gemara says that even though she's a boga, she wait for Nisun. Can the poch leh le Rav? The Tonya the Talokham.
The Hossam Paul, they're the Gmaristakasha Mishum the Mashma the Osalafukimi the Levi. Because the Gemara was under the impression there's a machloikis Rav and Levi. Rav says adati lochon, Shmuel says adati bogam. So the Gemara says Rav, so you mean you hold even though she's a boga, she still gets mezainis. Avaloch Rav Yosef toni beraise ba'panam. Rav Yosef said over beraise. V'kamash melo niseis kshuktane v'uadin le'ivgar v'loyintzip. That means he just said over a baraisa. It could be the baraisa means nesuin. What'll be the din by bogus? Or din bogus also? He's talking about aktane. In by Rav and Levi we had a hechek. There's a machloikis. So if he says tilokin, he doesn't hold tiboga. But Rav Yosef just said over a stam baraisa, so we can clear the shaila. What does the baraisa mean? Arusa yesh la mezainis, ein la mezainis. Now, they asked Rav Chisda, asked Rav Yosef, Arusa yesh la mezainis, ein la mezainis. So Taisva says, lo shmi la plukte de tanoi delel, really zabachleik is tanoi. Inami shmi alei, umi boi lei heichi hilchese. Then Taisi says, could be they were aware of zabachleik is tanoi, but he asked them, how do we paskin? Now, Ledavoyni, I don't understand this. So, if you have a machlekes tanoim, so you ask someone, how do we paskin? So he says, well, I don't have a mesayra to paskin, but you know, misvara, I think, she does get mesayna, she doesn't get mesayna. I mean, since when is an amoyre machia machlekes tanoim with his own svaras? It's very unclear, the second teretz of Taisvis. Let us go further. Simon de Gavri, Sak, Zoref, Meyana, Bivo, Mishni, Arusa, Van, Nusa. Boi, Minei, Merav, Sheishes, Memaenes, Yeshlo, Mezoines, Oi, Einlo, Mezoines. The Gemara, Klauda, Shaila, what happens if they married off the bas, they made Nisuin, and now she's memayin. Now what happens after the mien? She was a nesuin, midrabono. Now nesuin is mafkia mirshus of. So after nesuin, there's no chiyuv mezainis. She's a nesuin. Yotzus of mirshus avia. Now she's memayin. So we know mien is oiker nesuin mikore. Like she never was married. So they asked from Rav Sheishes, Mama'enes, yesh lo mezoines, or ain lo mezoines. What is the din? You have a nesue that was memayin. What happens now? Do you look at it, lemaisa was yotzusa meshus avia with the nesue? Or since miyun is oikele mafreya, so it's keilu she never was a nesue. Omalu Rav Sheishes to Nisua. It's a machlekes tanoi. Almone beveis avia. Now, the Bible learned where Rashi learns Pshat. Almone beveis avia means an almone that was beveis avia. That means an almone mean ha'erison. An almone that never went out from beis avia. Almone beveis avia. Ugrusha beveis avia. That means an arusa shenis almano, an arusa shenis garsha. Vishaymeres yavon beveis avia. Or an almone, that's a shemeres yavon beveis avia. It means we're talking about three cases of an arusa. Yeshla mezainis. So all these three cases, and the Rus says mezaina. So Bekitzer, the Tanakama holds agavuche that and the Rus has mezainis. That's what he holds. We had before machlokes tanoim and the shaila. We said Rab. I mean, so the Tanakama held that Atche Teyores and Nerusa does not have Mezainis. But like Kabbonim, this Tanah holds like Kabbalosa that a Nerusa does have Mezainis. We're speaking about three cases. Russo Shanis Almano, Nerusa Shanis Garsha, Arusa Shemeres, that she's a Shemeres Yovo. Yeshla Mezainis. All these three cases she has Mezainis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oido Beveis Ovio. If she's an Arusa, yes, lo Mezainis. And she has Mezainis. Eino Beveis Ovio. She's an Esue. Ein lo Mezainis. Then she doesn't have Mezainis. Frag the Gemore, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. So they're both saying the same thing. The Tanakama said, Beveis Avio, Yeshla Mezainis. And he says, Oida Beveis Avio, Yeshla Mezainis. So it's the same thing. Elolav Me'enis Ikebinayu. The Tanakama Sova Islo. Rabbi Yehuda Sova Leslo. Now we'll see Rashi and Taisvis. Zot Rashi. Memeenes ktano yisaimo shiisiyua acheho umiano bebailo vechozro etzlom. Now she went back. She's not married anymore. Yeshlo mizoynis acheti bogo eloi. Mi amrinin akresinu lenesui mikoren. The miyon was oikad lenesui mikoren. Vahavilo kemisha loinisei, so there never was nisuin, never was nisuin. So memele, so she gets mezainis. Oidilme honiseis, there was nisuin. Viyotso mirshus of, and there was a yitzia mirshus of bishaitoi. So even though miyun is oikelem afreye, I don't know the oimek kamach loikis, but al kaponim, since there was once a yitzia b'shaitoi, so that is mafkiya haschus tviyas mezainis, even though she was mamayin later. So the Gemara said to me, it's machloikis tanloim, almone beveis avia, kloima, min ha'eresin. That's the type of beveis avia. Dimen asuel emrinin yeshla mezainis, adet tilokant na, afilo lelevi b'nesuin maide. So beveis avia means almona min eresen. Tani kamisova memeenes isla v'hochi koma. Almona beveis avia almona min eresen. V'hu adin lememeenes also memeenes. De ein ka nisuin. There's no nisuin. Da kresinu. V'osra b'yudah l'meima oida b'veis avia b'tchilosa. She remains shelo yotzeso misham b'nisuim. That means if she, not now she came back l'beis avia through the akira of miyun. Oida b'veis avia means she always was b'veis avia b'tchilosa. Shelo yotzeso misham b'nisuim. Yesh lo mezainis. So that's the machloikis, the Tanekame, and Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Taisvis. Almone beveis avia. Perish bekunteris. Da hainu min ha'eresin. That's a taish beveis avia. The min ha'nisuin kula alma leslo. The kivin shenivko sha'achas min mezainis. If it was very nivka, shuv ein lo. That means if, even though now she's, was nivka ready. He holds Arusa Yeshla Mezainis, a Mamele. So that's why there never was Nifka the Chiv Mezainis from the Yisayim. The Imtaima, so Taisvis asks, Imkain Amai Noket Almone. So why did he say Almone? If he holds an Arusa Yeshla Mezainis, say a bigger Chiddush, a fellow. She's married. She's not an almone. She has a husband. But still, yeshla mezainis. Why tell me almone? V'yeshloima lashmi inon avo min l'diyuki. Enichanami. We're talking about beveis of min eresin. But it's coming like the UK. Almoni mina erisin yesh lo mezoinis. Havo mina nisuin, afilo nis almeno, ein lo. Inami, lashminin, nochmer. Davke almoni mina erisin yesh lo. Mina nisuin, ein lo. Almoni mina nisuin. Havo mema enes. Havo gav de niseis islam. So forkert in the lotion of the Tanakame, you see Klo, that he holds that Mamaenis is law, because that's what he's saying. Almoni mina erisin, v'loi almoni mina nesuin, avo Mamaenis mina nesuin, is yeshlo mezoinis. Vosi shapa odoma Mamaenis ike benai. Where did they see it in the Tanakame? So Taisi says, forkert, they saw it in the Tanakame, because that's what the Tanakame said. Almoni mina erisin, v'loi almoni mina suin, avo memenis minisum yeshlo mezoin. Spim taima. B'shemeres yovam ayosu lashmina. Now what's the chiddush of shemeres yovam? Dila meidik davke mina erisin, avo mina suin loi, mayiri shemeres yovam, afilo almoni sheine zekukali yovam, nami yeinlo. What is, it can't come with the UK, because why he's telling me Shemeres Shavim, I feel as time as I all money that's not skunk is also Ein Lama Zaynis. It's mean anything. V'shloime de noket Shemeres Shavim l'revuse. De loy mi boy aruse dakati mechaschem mesira l'chupe. And the ruse is poshet that she has mezaynis because there was no Mesira Lechupe. Ela filo shemeres yom dloy mechascha, shiyochel over yaleh bal kochitz biyodai to make nisuin whenever he wants. She don't need a Mesira Lechupe. He can take things in his own hands. Velohoche yeshlo mezoinis. Abal kaponim, because money there wasn't miyabma. She still has a din of an arus, even though it's biyodai to make a nisui. Abal, because man, she's not a nisui, she's not a nisui. Verabbeinu Tam eforish. Now, this is Amurah deke Rabbeinu Tam. When the Tam says, Almone beveis ovio, sho hoiso nesua, and Almone beveis ovio, sho hoiso nesua, she was a nesua. Vinis almelo oinis garsho bechaye ovio. You have an almone min ha-nisuyin, but she became an almone b'chayei aviyo, v'haynu b'veis aviyo, yesh lo mizoynes, hoyul, shenis almelo, oynis garsho, akati loy meisao, when she became an almone, the father didn't die yet, v'loy boz man chiev mizoynes, v'loy mifsid midi. Now, we have to understand the Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus doesn't understand the Rabbeinu Tam, but Taisus is chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam says, Amuyim de Kizach. Rabbeinu Tam says that she's an almona min ha-nesuin, b'chaye yovio, so if her husband died, b'chaye yovio, so when the father died, she was an almona already, she gets mezoinus. If her husband died after the father died, she doesn't get mezainis. Fine. So what is Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? So I saw in Birchas Avraham, he brings that, this the Shita Sarambam, and the Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam hold one Shita, but they learned the whole sugya in a different oifen. We're learning till now, and the Sue doesn't have mezainis. Why? Because it's Yatsus HaMishu Savia. A Bogris doesn't have mezainis, because Yatsus HaMishu Savia. That's how we learn. The Din mezainis is totally, if she's Bishu Savia. If she's not Bishu Savia, there's no Chiyah mezainis. The Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam had a Gor under Rebshat. You know why a Bogris doesn't have mezainis? Because she can take care of herself. So then there's no takon of mezainis. You know why Anisue doesn't have mezainis? Because her husband takes care of her. The Rambam, the Rabbi Netame, the whole new Mahalach in the Gemara, that a Bogres and a Nesue don't have Mezoines, not because Yotzes are Meshusai, no, a different time in Gansen. A Bogres and a Nesue, these two, either they can take care of themselves, or the husband will take care of them. So that is why there's no Takana Mezoines anymore. But what happens if she was an almone b'chaye yovio? That means she was in the sewer already, and then the husband died. And now the father died. So when she's now, when now the shaila is, should the yisoimim give her mezoinis? Can she, is there someone taking care of her? Can someone be mishtadal to give her mezoinis? No. It's speaking about almona min anesuin. That means she was taka married. B'chaya via, she had a husband that was being metapel with her. But then her husband died. B'chaya yavio. So now when her father died, she is not a bogus. We're not talking about a bogus. She is a nara or a ktana that is unable to take care of herself. So that is a takon. You give her mezoinis. If it would be this almano after the father died, it became this almano. So it means like this. So when the father died, there was never chalachiv to give her mezoinis. She can take care of herself. So there's no takana mezoinis. Later her husband dies. I'm sorry. There's no new dinim already. The din is chal b'shas misa. If you are such a naira that cannot take care of you, no one's taking care of your mezoinis, that was the takone. If lemaise b'shas misa, there's no one taking care of your mezoinis, then we take care of you. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat. So now let us see again the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam meforish almone beveis ovir means shahoisa nesua, she was a nesua, vinis almena oinis garsha bechaye yovir vahainu beveis ovir. That's what beveis ovir means. Beveis ovir means that she became an almone and she went back to her father's house when he was still alive. Yesh lo mezoinis. Hoyel, kshenis almeno, oynis garsha, akate loy meisa of, uloy boz man chiv mezoinis. And when this man chiv mezoinis came, she was incapable of taking care of herself. Uloy mivsid midi. So memelu, she doesn't lose anything. That she once was on the sewer. Now the Gemara says, Vidayik de Mema'enes, the Gemara says, a Mema'enes letanikame, that she also has mezoinis. Now, where do we see this? Mi base of your nafke. She was beveis of it. The mid, the osa rav Yehuda litfuye. Lemeima da oida bevesa via beinon, that there never was a yitzie. Mechlal de tane kame de besa via filo yotzeso. Vahainu bechia gavne. De miano da okresinu lenesuin kamoi. Verei hi ke ilu leiniseis moilom. Now, the Goyin explains pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam that it means as follows. Here we're talking about that she was a nesue. The father had died already. She was a nesue. And now she was memayin. So according to the Tanikame, since mien is oikel the nesuin lamafrei, so we consider ki'ilu b'chaye yovio she wasn't married. So when the father died, so she was it's a moira de kechidish over here, because this is very difficult to understand. Because b'shas, when the father died, l'maisa, there was someone taking care of her. I mean, there was someone that was metapel with her. Aval pikein, since me and his oiken and his son l'mafreya, we consider ki'ilu b'chaye yovio, she was dependent for mezoinis, because she, whatever was in existence, she was oikel mafreya. So she also gets mezainis. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only oida bevesavia. That means she never went out of the rishus avia. But if she went out and through miyun, we consider keilu, she came back, lamafreya, that he doesn't say. Ve'einire, in Taisus does not like the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. The Kivin Denises, Taisus doesn't like the Shuv Ein La Mezainis, Ein La Vrishuspa. Taisus, this whole glum, this, a new thing that she was on the sewer and she became an Amanda Bechayevi, so all of a sudden she gets Mezainis. No! The minute she's Nise, Shuv Ein La Mezainis, Ein La Vrishuspa, Perishakuntris Nireik.